days are dark for children of the light. Seems life is all uphill and nothing's going right. But we can choose to stand strong and give God the glory. Even help someone else when they hear our story.
Turn every test into a testimony. Help somebody going through a time so dark and lonely. Shout to the world, lift our voice in victory. And turn every test into a testimony. Lift our voice in victory, and turn every test into a testimony.
Gotta hear the good news,
gotta let it out.
What he did for me,
can't keep it to myself.
Thank God he set me free.
Testimony. Help somebody going through a time so dark and lonely. Shout to the world, lift our voice in victory, and turn every test into a testimony. Shout to the world, lift our voice in victory.
I want to make
the
way.
Turn every test into a testimony.
Mark Trammell Quartet with their song entitled Testimony, and that's our first song today here on Gospel Time, and I am your host, Dave Rigg. During this half hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the Gospel of Jesus Christ in song. Music like this one now as we listen to a song from the Kingsmen. It's called Missing People. You're listening to Gospel Time.
Cross that lonely feeling. won't be missing me, 'cause there's no missing people.
Mommy, you won't be missing me anymore.
I won't be missing you, and you won't be missing me in heaven.
Honey, in heaven, you won't miss me ever again.
Dad, I won't be missing you.
There's no missing people up in heaven. There's no leaving loved ones like before. Everyone is finally home forever.
Oh, and death can't separate us anymore.
I won't be missing you. You won't be missing me. 'Cause there's no missing people up in heaven. There's no missing people
up in heaven.
In the book of James, chapter 3, verse 18, God's word says, "Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness." Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, our sincere desire today is to be a peacemaker. We pray that we might, use our words and our actions today to promote peace among those that we meet. Help us, Lord, not to stir up strife and anger. Thank you, Lord, for the peace that we can find only in you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray, and amen.
The things of all. like it, a New Year's resolution. No more gossip.
That's a great resolution to make today. This is Elizabeth George. One of the most common questions I get from women is centered around gossiping, and it's, how can I avoid it? Philippians 4:8 gets us started with what you think. Whatever things are true, noble, just, pure, meditate on these things. In other words, think godly thoughts about others. And if any of those thoughts about others don't measure up with the biblical guidelines, they must be confessed and dealt with as sin. Perhaps the secret is, if we love the Lord, love His Word, love His people, and love one another, then we don't and won't gossip. For a woman after God's own heart, it's that simple, and it's that important.
That's right. You don't have to wait till the end of the year or the first of a new year to make that resolution not to gossip. Here's a former number one song now from the Browders. It's called The Land of No Goodbyes.
We've been blessed with friends and loved ones on this journey. It's sad when we have to say goodbye. There is a place where the saved will live one day, in that land of rest far beyond the skies. Goodbyes won't be spoken, no hearts will be broken, not a tear to dim our eyes over loved ones who have died. We'll be together with family and friends, we'll never have to part again. No goodbyes. There's been weeping at the graveside of precious love ones. It broke our hearts when we said goodbye. Oh, but joy will come that day just inside heaven's gates, in that land where the soul shall never die. Goodbyes won't be spoken, no hearts will be broken, not a tear to dim our eyes over loved ones who have died. We'll be together with family and friends, we'll never have to part again. When we reach that land of no goodbyes, goodbyes won't be spoken, no hearts will be broken, not a tear to dim our eyes over loved ones who have died.
We'll be together with family and friends, we'll never have to part again. When we reach that land of no goodbyes, yes, when we reach that land, we'll never say goodbye.
Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to live in a way that pleases God, as we have taught you. You are doing this already, and we encourage you to do so more and more. For you remember what we taught you in the name of the Lord Jesus. God wants you to be holy, so you should keep clear of all sexual sin. Then each of you will control your body and live in holiness and honor, not in lustful passion as the pagans do, in their ignorance of God and His ways. Never cheat a Christian brother in this matter by taking his wife, For the Lord avenges all such sins, as we have solemnly warned you before. God has called us to be holy, not to live impure lives. Anyone who refuses to live by these rules is not disobeying human rules, but is rejecting God, who gives His Holy Spirit to you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation. Live it now.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
And now on Gospel Time, it's Hymn Time.
And as a father and son walked the streets of New York City, the little boy noticed several houses with stars hanging in the windows.
Dad, What do those stars mean?
Well, the families who live in those houses have sons in the war, and when you see a gold star, that means their son died for our country.
They came to an empty lot and looked up. They saw a bright star in the sky.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Look at that star. God gave his son, too.
Many have given their lives for their country, but God, He gave His Son for you. That's God's love. Ephesians chapter 2 talks about this incredible love. Read about it in Ephesians chapter 2, a message of love from the pages of Our Daily Bread.
Hey, Dad, do you think God gave His Son too?
That was nice. Now here's one from a group called Mercy's Well. This is called The Power.
Great tears of sorrow fell from their eyes, but Mary and Martha would soon be surprised. They found the tomb empty, then two angels appeared. They said, "He is risen. He is not here." And the power that raised him up from the grave still rolls away stones that stand in our way, and it resurrects hope for the struggling in tombs of despair, grieving a loss that is too much to bear. But don't be discouraged by dreams that have died. There's life after death. The sun soon will.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, creation scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, what's the difference between a species and a subspecies?
Chris, evolutionists think that a smaller group within a species, in other words, a subspecies, is what would evolve into something else. Once a subspecies gets isolated geographically or reproductively, then they think that can lead to something new. But we've never seen this happen. Well, what they do see is that things stay the same. Recently, a subspecies of a lion thought to be extinct was found alive, and it's still recognized as a subspecies and still interfertile with the larger species. No evolution had taken place. And that's the point. Evolution just doesn't take place. Variety happens, adaptation happens, extinction happens, but that's not evolution, and it shouldn't be, if what we're told back in Genesis is really true.
For more on the foundational principles set forth in Genesis, call 1-800-7-GENESIS.
Now let's go back to the year 1991 for this hit recording from the Spencers.
I've read all the city John saw coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are of pearl, and streets of pure gold. Tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we'll know as we're known. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where love once dwelled, who gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river. Beautiful shore. Let's
wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river.
That's all the time they're going to give us for today's Gospel Time program. A reminder that Gospel Time stays on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station because of your prayers and your financial support. If you'd like to help us, here is our mailing address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, and our zip code is 62815. Thanks for listening to our program today. Until our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing, this is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.